of some novel way of introducing angiotum to you. And I thought about saying, you know, if every one of us had the energy and the vision for this community that Angie has, we would have all been kicked out of Elizabethan a long time ago. Fortunately, there's only one of her, and nobody's run her out of town yet. But I am so glad that you're here to hear Angie report on the ministry of the TLC Center. Again, we usually have her come once a year, and we have her bring, by the way, the baby bottles that will be at both doors as you leave today, and we want to fill those up with change and support the TLC Center in that way. You have about a month to get those bottles filled up, and in fact, we have three or four bottles sitting in my secretary's office right now that somebody took about 9 months to fill up. Won't mention any names, but you know, we just thought we'd hold them for this year. And so anyway, that's available to you today as you leave. But for those of you that may not know about Angie and the TLC Center, let me just say that it started as a way to rescue babies from mothers in crisis pregnancies. And from that, there is a bunch of ministries that Angie will tell you about that have evolved from that. Everything from adoption to feeding people and everything in between. Angie has been blessed with high energy, but also the ability to inspire volunteers around her. And so you saw the video, and I hope one of the things you caught from the video is that there were a lot of people involved, including some familiar faces from this congregation. And so you put that together with a vision for helping people of all kinds with the ability to mobilize volunteers. And God has used Angie and the TLC Center in the lives of hundreds and no doubt thousands of people over the past years in this community. So it's a privilege for us to hear from her today. And looks like somebody didn't like it upstairs. Okay, that's all right. She's right over here, sweetie. Over here. There we go. Okay. I don't blame you. Those kids are scary upstairs. Oh, I wanted to say one other thing before I bring Angie up, because you saw some of our kids up here, and I don't want you to mistake the fact that on Wednesday nights during Awana, we have like 15 to 20 kids that come, and a mess of teenagers and a sprinkling of adult volunteers, and we're very grateful for all those who take part in that ministry. And it is making an impact, a very real impact in the lives of kids. And Brad heads that up, and I appreciate so much everything that takes place here on Wednesday nights. And I want to encourage you to come by and visit on any given Wednesday night and see what goes on. This is one lively place. That's a nice word, lively. This is one lively place on Wednesday nights. Okay, Angie, God bless you. Thank you for being here with us. Come on up.
Thinking of what went on last year, I'm sitting here going, oh my goodness, God is just so amazing of how he provides and just how much goes on in 1 year. So I do thank all of the volunteers. There's many in this church. The Jensen family has been amazing with, we need to pray for him and her. Their year is, I mean, their summer's soon approaching, faster than you know it. But they are amazing, bringing the kids from Doe River Gorge to our center, and he just, I mean, they just get in there. It's the whole family effort, I'm sure. But we couldn't have done it without Doe River Gorge help. and all the past summers. They've been amazing. But I think it's also amazing seeing their faces throughout the day. And I know they get to hear a lot more feedback from the kids, but there were some that just touched my heart in ways. David had to see me break down. It was on the actual road that Bella's birth mom grew up that I just had a meltdown moment of just being so humble before God of what he allowed me to be touched and moved in the volunteers and their stories of these young people and the ones that are out there wanting to serve and all the things that they personally have been through and they're still going through in their own families, that it's just been amazing. Of course, we got Ben Campbell. Where did he go? Is he with one of the kids? Oh, you're up there. Sorry, Ben. And Brad, of course, them showing up to deliver the food boxes and all the ones that would show up with them or drive the van. And we just could not do it. That's the thing. It's not an Angie thing. It's not a one-person thing. It's a God ministry, driven ministry, that everyone comes together. And there's Mary and all of her help. I'm just seeing different faces of where people's at. I could still see, just can't always remember. So, but that is what I feel. Do you know that we're about to be 17 years old on February the 2nd? That makes you feel old, too, in saying that. But I just think, you know, we always think 18 is the year of maturity, and I'm just thinking, well, not always maturity if you've raised an 18-year-old, but that's when they think they're mature at 18. And so I'm like, well, we can't be like that. Just because we get older, we can't think we already know what to do. Every time that there's anything in our ministry to do, we have to make a point to say, God, is this of you, not of us? So many times we can get ahead, especially if you're an ADHD wild person like me. You can really get ahead. But I just feel that I'm so just blessed at the adventures that God has allowed me to see. And that's what I call the ministry. There's some sad, very sad situations. And I think that's why I have to be so goofy in my own way. To just take it, you've got to be able to be lighthearted in all the serious things that you see. But at the same time, it is such an adventure of what God can have you going on. You've seen the summer food program. I showed that first, and I'm going to kind of pick up what happened before and after with some pictures for you. And I understand I'm controlling this. Is that correct? So I'm supposed to click once? And is it on? Oh, I'm clicking. Now look, I'm an ADHD person. I click a whole lot on a computer. I'm trying to contain myself. That's why we don't have remotes. Okay, I see a picture. Oh, it's going to click now. Okay, and I go backwards the other way. Okay, I got this. and I see it there. I don't have to turn around. Small things amuse people, okay, like myself. We were so blessed last March. We call it our March makeovers. There were a couple of mission groups that came down from Michigan. And we had some clients. We had a couple of families that, just to be quite honest, it was very poor living environment. But because of all of the handcuffs that, because I have some wonderful friends that work for DCS and stuff, they have so many rules and regulations for the adults, or just period, that the children can't properly be helped. And that is one of our struggles daily in helping families. So we just said, well, if you can't get anybody else to do it, then we just need to go in and make sure these children are in a safe environment and take care of things. So these are some before pictures. There's a little boy's rooms. There was three boys in that home. This is a little girl and little boy's room. The little girl had never had a room of her own, and you're about to see her in a minute with a room of her own. This other family's house, this was their refrigerator. That was food for a family of four. This is a little girl's room. The ceiling was falling down. There's not a bed, and all of her toys was thrown and anything she owned in a pile. There are people that have issues with hoarding, or I'm just going to be honest, clean is only to how you've raised. Clean is not the same for everyone. So it takes just getting in there and cleaning and helping them see what needs to be done. Rich's Furniture was kind and donated some furniture to us. We were very thankful. This was the kitchen eating area of one home. This is everything the little girl owned, but that's how she seen it every day. This is what we found under some things in the kitchen. There was actually a rat's nest and a lot of exterminating that had to be done that week. In one of their little refrigerators, there was 250 roaches or more at one time. It was worse than what we thought when we got in there. We were able to build some porches, so we had people painting. Let me tell you, I was so impressed with these teens. This is before, there's the little girl in the red. This is her first room of her own. We also went through while the mission group was in and fed our food truck kids. So we were able to see them. This was before in the living room. And we just pretty much gutted everything out and had to start over and help make some decisions of where things to go. This is a room afterwards. And then we did set up their bed in that room. This is the once living room pictures you just got done seeing. And they have a big refrigerator now and a kitchen table and a place to put food. The toilets had to be totally replaced. It doesn't look like the same home at all. We were so blessed with just the community. This is a large picture of the group from Michigan. And there's a little girl so excited to have a girly room for the first time. It was just amazing that week. The young people that was in this particular yard, I mean, I'm just being real with you. When you're shaking out furniture and the roaches are hanging on, but they would still clean. I mean, some of our kids, I know you all have working youth, but there's a lot of youth that I've met that would have just run and run quick. You can come up here with Mommy. It's okay. The one in the green shirt is my granddaughter, by the way. She's two now. And these are just a few of the supporters that I was able for businesses that helped during the summer food program. There's many churches, and I know your pastor came, and we have plaques with all of the churches, but I went around some of the businesses and took those pictures too, and we really thank them, and we hope to do that again. We try to have one day of the week that is a special food from a community because a lot of kids never go eat out, so I had to put your all's picture in there, so there's the most handsome crew and gorgeous crew of the church. I'm sure y'all see it. It's the feed store. They helped. People's like, what do they give? We had to plant corn. And so we got corn from them. Our garden, the jail. A lot of our food is in their freezer. So we really appreciate the jail for the use of their freezer. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. And you got to find it where you got to put it, you know? And so we're blessed that we store food in the jail. I hope y'all never record these services because I'm like, if people, just think if you were in like New York or somewhere and they heard all this, they're like, they're storing food in a jail. What kind of place is this? You know. So anyway, and Northeast Credit Union has been wonderful to us in their support. Okay, Daddy's got gum. Go ask him. One thing that I don't ever put in our newsletters or on Facebook or anything is that we're really blessed with the Donna Hope and some other groups that reach out to special need adults. You know, we only think of them as children, but these children grow up, and then mentally they might not be mature in the way of just going about life, and there's nowhere for them to really go. So we allow them to come in. I just love that picture. We have a large playset built. I have a picture of him actually going down the slide, and it's built so that adults can also go down it as well. And it's been really good for Bella because I thought she would be more standoffish, but as you can see, she just gets a hold of them and loves on them, and they just love that interaction. Of course, we have to do nails and makeup and things like that. But I just, you know, a lot of people sometimes going, but yeah, y'all were supposed to be a crisis pregnancy center. Well, guess what? They're alive. They were alive that a lot of people, if they had known early on in their pregnancy, would have said they shouldn't have lived. The abortion should have been done. It is more than just about in the womb. If we're not going to love, protect, and provide after, Belly, you need to sit with Daddy or sit still, please. Hold you. Okay. There's more nails being done. Then we had what I appreciate all of your all's help on, and that is the bundles of love that we do in the fall after the summer food program. Is that good? I know y'all here chomping. Hey, at least she can chew gum, right? I don't care at this point, but she chews. That's the manager at Dollar Tree. So if you happen to see him, please thank him. I can't tell you how many times we loaded up the van and we got it out. That was my van. There was room for Bella in it somewhere. Somewhere's Bella in this van. It was a little more than what I thought after I went a few places. I see an arm. See, you're in there, Bella. There's you on the picture. See? There she is. But we were able to come up with the help of everyone in the community and donations. We were able, that night we made 895 bags, and I had to make five more to make it even. So we made 900 bundles of love, and that was hygiene, school supplies, some food items, and gloves and hats and everything. There's Bella sharing her technology with one of our clients' babies at this center. They start early. But we just have everything on. There's one of the clients shopping and some kids from a Christian. It's something like Girl Scouts. Y'all probably know the name, but it's not. It's a girl's, yes, the one in John City. They made donations and brought them in. I need to learn more about that. I have a feeling. And then these are the tables as we do the bundles of love. And then here's just, there's an idea. This is some things. I know that Tom, great, he brought, his kids brought some in that day, and I lined up all of theirs. That was really sweet. We have just a pile. Let me tell you, a teenager called me, needed some hours for his Tennessee Promise. And he, well, actually his grandma had to call because he couldn't. I can't hold you, babe. You're too heavy. Because he needed those hours, but he couldn't hear, so his grandmother had to call. And how God works, he showed up to volunteer. No, I can't hold you. Sit on this step. You're going to have to go see if she'll walk outside for just a minute. She just needs to move him legs around some. I love my husband. Isn't he so sweet? He really is. I couldn't do it without him. But anyway, his grandma called and said, you know, he's hearing impaired and he's been away, you know, at this special school, but now he's at Northeast trying to transition. And I was like, well, tell him to come in. One of my friends is an interpreter and she can help. Come to find out, she used to be his aide for like 6 years in school. So they had a reunion of tears. But I'm just like, isn't God amazing? What is the true chances that Roxanne, that's our volunteer, was his aide in school? And it's just amazing. So he set and did this entire stack just so perfect. And when I seen that, I was like, honey, you wouldn't have seen the pile I'd have made. You know, I'd have just had them all thrown in there. But perfection. But we were so blessed with all these volunteers that was able to come out and help sort. There was a lot of, I just look at that room and as a, you know, I love organization and that just makes you breathe really hard for a minute and thank God for it, but glad it's cleaned up, right? No. Northeast Credit Union, they donated the bags that we were able to use. We did buckets the first year and then bags the last two, and the bags are great because you could tie them off. And then what you don't see on the top is Lifeway. They always take up the stuffed animals for us every holiday. So when you're at the little cash register and they're like, would you like to get $5 towards a bear? They turn around and give all of those to us. So we were able to put the Jesus Loves Me bears in all of the, they were very extra fluffy and soft this year. And we also gave those out at our dinner. For the first time ever, we have had the Moose Lodge, the VFW, and what's the other one? The Elks Club. They called me on this particular day, said, we have some things we're going to surprise you all with. And they brought in fresh fruit and put in our bags. But I was very grateful for them to reach out and think of us and to want to help the kids of our community. And that's where somebody has a connection with Kroger, and I'm about to find out who that was. And I have a feeling they're about to hear more from us from Kroger now that with the soup kitchen. So we were just blessed in that day, and the kid, here's some of the kids getting their things. You know, you always think it has to be something huge that catches their eye, or, you know, when they get it. Do you know what this little boy is holding up so excited about? Can you tell what that is? It's a comb. It's a comb. He was excited to have his own comb. And but I just love the look on his face and how, look what I have. The little things that we take for granted so many times. They're excited to see what's in, and of course we have prayer at each site. Some of these kids we've seen grown, we've seen them grow up and being 17 years old, ministry, we have them in high school now, some of our first babies. I've seen the first one sitting in my abstinence program. That was a reality check when I recognized one of the children in high school as one of our first babies. Central Community Church, I know Sunnyside Baptist, Beck Mountain, just different ones showed up with their vehicles. Brad usually does. I think that we probably should have to pay half of y'all's van insurance as much as y'all have had to deliver food boxes for us in it. We just go loading. Then we had our Christmas, client Christmas dinner. And I'm ready to do what this movie's all about, and it's called Let It Go. But I hear laughter. Some of the kids know what I, you know, if you've got kids, you know, it's just like that song over and over. And as a parent, you're just like, would they not let this go with the Anna and Elsa thing? But we tried to have something fun for the kids at the client Christmas dinner. So Elsa, Anna, and Santa Claus gave out the pamphlets from Lifeway about the real meaning of Christmas. Because no offense, kids don't listen to us. They'll listen to Santa Claus and some families, or they'll listen to Anna and Elsa, if nobody else. So my daughter, that's my oldest daughter, Bethany, is Anna. And this little girl, Angel, that was Elsa, actually just found herself sitting beside the road after many years of being on our food route with her and her brother. She turned 18, and her parents dumped her off beside the road. And every one of her siblings, including herself, have names that resemble a different drug. Her name is Crystal Angel. So we went through helping her get into her own apartment. And so she's finishing out the year as a senior in high school with her own apartment, but has a lot of support from different ones around her and just started her first job. So our next step is trying to find her a little car. So if anybody has anything with wheels that starts, is all we care. Insurance would be cheaper if it's old. Gotta look at the good thing. But she does need a way around to get to school and stuff. The parents kept the car that she had worked to kind of have, you know, saving money over the years. So this was just kind of how we transformed the center for the client Christmas party. And I don't know if many of you know Ms. Robin, if you went to Elizabethan, but she's another hero for Ms. Angel. That's Ms. McCann, I think is her last name. She has been amazing help. These are just some of the families at our Christmas party. Christmas dinner, we set at 4:30, and boy, people was there right at 4:30, and every table in the place was packed full from right at the beginning. But it was just a night filled of wonderful times of seeing these kids. That's Abby Fry, who writes for Elizabeth and Star. That's actually her dad, Brady, as kids are gone as Santa Claus that day. He just dressed up. He was a stand-in. He was sick. I don't know. There's any kids in here. I don't know what they know. I was very surprised with at Sunnyside, one of our board members, Jeff, goes there. And they had the ladies group wanted to know how they could help. And there were so many new needs that the clients were, you just overhear them saying. And I mean, some of them's basic things like toilet paper and paper towels or cat food or diapers, cleaning supplies. So I thought, well, let's do our own angel tree and I'll just send it to a few restaurants or a few churches. Well, they had a ladies group. They're like, well, let us have it first. Well, they surprised us when I went to this ladies group meeting. I got there. They had taken every angel off of our tree and we did it without names, with numbers. So every gift, it has a different number and then some things just for the center. But that was Jeff's vehicle, one of our board members. He did three or four trips back and forth from Kingsport, but it allowed our clients to have a lot of extra things, and these tables are full on the client shopping day, which is totally separate. These are just a couple of our clients that don't mind me sharing their pictures. What is amazing is people just assume it's all single ladies. Some of these are married young ladies that, like one, their husband got laid off from their job and they have three kids, or, you know, they're trying, but they need some help as well. But we were just blessed. They were very surprised. This young girl, her mother's very supportive, but she's handicapped and can't work. And this young lady is only 18 and is about to give birth. In fact, any day now. This is some of our clients while they're shopping. So we can always use the volunteer help. Unica High School had a sex educate, or they had a health fair, which we chose to do abstinence. And the guy all the way on the no wait, he's not in that picture. He hid. Look at Bella over on to the right. She's eating brownies. She's not worried about where we're at. But just noticed she was in there. The guy that really did all the talking, I don't see him, but he got the really, this is why you need to choose abstinence thing down, and I even posted his video. But, you know, that's really tough in front of peers, and they brought eighth graders from all the other schools to Unica that day and had them go through all the different health concerns. And this is us at Happy Valley. I did have Joshua Scalf, who is with the Recovery Soldiers. It sounds like they're doing an amazing job on the drug recovery side. I had him come and share his testimony with the kids, but this is how we talk to the young people when we're doing our abstinence program, and that happens to be Happy Valley. This is Mommy Mart. This is where right then it's stocked. It's not as stocked right now. And I've seen a whole lot of kids. Yeah, I think y'all have more kids this year than I even seen last year. So I can tell you, when they outgrow their clothes, we really could use them. At this point, I say we take any size of children's clothing because we have clients with older children sometimes. So we could really use the clothing and to help organize Mommy Mart. This is just one baby that a client chose adoption with that we were able to see a finalization of two other adoptions this year. So it's just like baby fever when you hold those babies for a minute. Notice I said for a minute, but no. But it's amazing getting to see these young lives and also the clients just moving forward in a positive way. I can't describe, I know a lot of you have adopted, but there's just something about being in that room at that moment when the adoptive family and the birth mom's together and they're all rejoicing together that, I mean, there's just no greater love as that moment that you can ever experience. We had our first banquet. A lady, a friend of mine, decided, she's like, you just plant it and I'll decorate it. And she did really good. And it was our first time ever. And the people, a lady who was a caterer from Sunnyside, these are all from Jeff's little church, they come over and like, we'll take care of cooking and serving it. And it was amazing. We raised, for the first time ever, we've never had a fundraiser over $4,000 in 17 years. We've never had anything like that. And we hit right at $4,000 fundraiser for this banquet, which was amazing. And it was all new faces. There was very few people that I knew at the banquet. And that meant a lot. Now we're moving on to Bella. Just want to give you the update. She's not in here right now. When I was here last January, this is what we were battling. These were my little girl's little bruised legs. Just a normal day at play and cuts and bruises. She was falling everywhere. And she was just whiny and crying, and we didn't understand a lot. And as you can see in the pictures, as the year started going, when she would get upset or cry or happy or excited over ice cream, her feet would start posturing and like turning, and she would get very stiff. So we knew something was up, and we had to really start investigating that. And in the meantime, she had already been put to sleep a year in advance, and I think I told y'all last year she was going to have cleft palate surgery. It was just a few weeks before her surgery. Well, this is her after. She wasn't real pleased, but these are a few little pictures of her there. But kids are awesome, and they just jump right back up, and her surgery went great. She got to go home. This is a few more of the little pictures of what we would see. But Bella ended up recovering well. Her last bottle, because she was on baby bottles till February of last year, not even cups. Her last one was the night before surgery, and now Bella attempts to eat, and she's in cups. We still use sippy cups just because of the control of liquid, as she loves sour cream. You do what you gotta do. I have a time with her, like, you know, if you have those salad bars and stuff, she's like, I just want sour cream. And people look at you like you're starving your child, but she just loves it. Just seeing her happy again, they were able to, the neurologist and different Shriners and all the places we went last year found that she needed to be on baclofen 3 times a day for her muscles. And with her mild cerebral palsy. And we're just keeping a close eye, just praying that God just intervenes. I think the tough part is when your kids ask you. And, you know, we every night, you know, when we do our prayers, you know, Chris, she sees her birth mom, and I didn't share these on this disc right now. I didn't think about that. But we go see her birth mom, and she dresses a princess for her birth mom's birthday and things like that. But she asked me one night, she said, "Why is Starla sick?" You know, and I know things like that would happen, and I just, you know, I don't want to lie to her. I just said, well, you know, that's why it's important that you don't put things in your mouth you're not supposed to, and you only take things that mommy says that it's good to take and not bad. But then I had to stop and think, Starla's mom said it was okay to do that. Her whole family has this drug circle to where that's our problem. These kids don't know that it's wrong because that's all you're brought up in. And it made that one flash through my head was like, that's why we got to try harder to help break these cycles, to help break, you know, all these generational things. Then she asked me one night why she has muscle cramps. I said, well, God just made you that way right now, but we're going to pray that God can take them away. Because even during the service, she'll wear shoes and we get muscle cramps. And it's just part of her her little life right now. This is at Doe River Gorge. We have a beach in Carter County. Did you know that? She'll say, Mom, I want to go to the beach. And so they said we could come up, and she just wants to go walk in the sand. But we've been blessed. That's my granddaughter and her. That's a Sissy's house, of course. You know, Sissy's the bomb. She does all the cool things. They look like they're having a hard time. Bella needed to soak her feet from her cramps, so Bethany just figured out a way to not make it feel any different. Our biggest thing is balance and control, and that's why cups, drinking from cups, or coloring, a lot of OT things is what we're having to work on with Bella. We're blessed with all the different therapists, and we have 4 therapies a week still, and they've just increased 1 because of her age. But as far as a praise item, and I know that we have a professional in this room who helped connect me to the ETSU Nave Center and Teresa Boggs and the whole group. They did all of her evaluations and everything except how she says she's a chocolate-aholic. I just want you to know that was the first thing that ever melted in her mouth, and now she's addicted to chocolate. And I know y'all have a candy man, and she's going to find him after church. But the awesome part is that when they did her evaluation, all but how she says words, she's at 96th and 98th percentile of her age group. There's not one thing developmentally as far as mentally that she's behind on. It's just more of her muscle control and the cleft palate and of the wink. They think maybe wink muscle tone. We have a little volunteer named Joe. He's a veteran, and he helps me every day at the center. And he kept hearing Bella say, muscle cramps. So he said, I'll bring her my foot bath. So now Bella just has it really rough with her foot bath at work. The one thing is, they say therapy dogs. Well, Bella loves the feel of kitty cats. So we went through, we attempted to adopt in our town, but we ended up in Johnson City, and we adopted a cat. And the guy didn't even know that we adopted or anything. And he's like, nah, you got to be responsible. You need to sign your own papers. And he let Bella sign her own adoption papers. So we used this as a learning experience about adoption later, and which was awesome for her, for us. This has gotten her in her own bed. I love cats. My husband hates them. But he even loves cats right now because she is actually not pushing us out of the bed anymore. And it's helped her become more independent with this little cat. It goes to speech therapy. It goes... All I can say is the new generational clothes fit this cat at this moment. The dolls. And the cat just takes it, you know. The cat don't even run. It just like, just, I know, and here it is, you know. And this was her on her birthday just last week. And that was a treat from Sissy. I'm going to have to get better on this stuff. My daughter is all good at these ideas. But it was priceless. But they did massage her legs and all that. And they just, I mean, I have a video of that night, and it was like silence. If you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old in the room doing this and it's silence, you got to do it again, you know. So, but this was her birthday, and we were just really blessed at how God has blessed us in Bella's life. And it's not that I just want to talk all about my kid, but you got to remember, this is a child of once a young lady that was our client. And you are the first to hear this. And every year that I'm here, it's about to be something huge. Like we were right before her surgery, or the year before that. It was always, I'm about to go through a huge something. And so I know that there's no accident in that, that you all are a praying church. And so I'm asking you, I need your prayers this week. There's been some things come up within the family, Bella's birth family, that has that could cause immediate harm to her birth mom. And I am listed because the mother signs for me to be like a like the power of attorney, but you can't because she's in vegetative state, so she can't sign for power of attorney. So I've been her caregiver since February of 2013, but there's some things now that I'm going to have to go the next step for conservatorship this week, and in order to protect the birth mom slash client. So with all the people involved and the nursing home and all, there shouldn't be any issues, but it makes me sad that I'm having to do this to protect her from her own family. I'm like, how much more? When a person's laying in a bed, they can't see, they can't talk, they can't walk, they can't do anything, and you're still having to protect them from the people that should love them the most. I don't understand, but I do know that God is in control, and I just ask for you for prayers this week that she is protected regardless. These are the last things. Here's how you can help. We just started the soup kitchen. I'm sure you might have read it in the newspaper, which we already kind of did that with the summer food program. Every Saturday, there's 6 churches that rotate with food for the multitude. So between 9:30 and 10:30, anyone can come to the center and get a free meal. But again, a lot of our kids, there's homeschool kids, there are kids that are not school age and are not in preschool that need food, our clients, and then the other group of elderly that are on fixed income. There's a lot of reasons why we need a soup kitchen. We didn't want to create it if it's already happening, but it's not happening. And that we haven't had one in Carter County or Elizabethan, and this is 2000 and what are we now? 17. I about said 16. I was like, wait a minute, something's not right. 2017. So where there's a need, I've got to be able to find a place to send them without them driving to not Johnson City. If you have gas money to drive to Johnson City, you can go through a drive-through. So most don't have cars. So this was our first client and her child that was served last Tuesday. We were not planning to serve last Tuesday, but a restaurant surprised us. I brought in spaghetti and everything and said, this is for you to serve tomorrow. So I was like, I guess we're supposed to start tomorrow then. So this Tuesday is kind of our, it's a soup slash grilled cheese day. We're doing something simple that we have no idea how many we're going to serve. That's the hard part. The next Tuesday is going to be a big day. So if there's any of you all that can volunteer, especially on the last Tuesday of every month, we have our parenting class at 10 o'clock for our clients that don't work or go to school. Their kids are there, and we could always use your interaction with their children. We have grandparent classes now, our great-grandparent classes. We have so many raising their grandkids or great-grandchildren. So on the last Tuesday of every month, the UT Extension office has partnered with us and helping us conduct this class. It starts at 11:30. So we have 10 o'clock and 11:30, and in between, all can eat for clients and anyone else that walks in but our grandparents. So the last Tuesday of this month, we're having the pizza wagon. I understand some of y'all know what I'm talking about. He does it as a ministry with a pizza. Well, he is donating his services to us that day. So we're also wanting to target Northeast Community College. With free college for most kids now, the first 2 years, a lot of our food truck kids are over there and need to eat. So So we don't want to embarrass them by just saying free food. So we want to tell them, come over because you need Tennessee Promise hours and we'll feed you. So that gives them an excuse to come over without being embarrassed. And we can also feed and reach out to Northeast College next door. So your help on the last Tuesday would be amazing. These are the kids doing their own soup kitchen. So always help with the kids. Everything we do, they want to do. They're watching us every minute. These are just some of our moms that was there and was eating the other day with their kids. I could use your help at the front desk. Bella isn't reading yet. She wants to be in control. So at the front desk, just answering the phone and guiding people back to where they need to go. We've already mentioned Mommy Mart. Or we're about to have donkey basketball. Now, I've been serious. Now, how do you end on a note with donkey ball? I just want to know. This is, Jack Buckles is responsible for this. Right, Pastor Louie? You did not plan this fundraiser from the board. I just want to know. No, our board member, Jack, he got this going a couple years ago. We are not mean to these animals. I do not want to get emails from PETA this year. They emailed me. We made national news last year. You know, you try for 17 years to impact the country. And it's with a donkey. we said, but Jesus rode in on a donkey, and look at what an impact. But this is not doing that. This is not the message that we're trying to get out. No, seriously, last year we really did. The WCYB covered it. It ended up making news in, California, and all of these other places. And I started hearing back, and a few's on our public TLC Community Center page, and it said, I'm sure you meant well, but you need to choose something other than a donkey. And a private message said, people are not supposed to ride donkeys. And I thought, well, Mary and Jesus rode a donkey. And we're not telling, I'm just saying donkeys, to ride a donkey. But when no one hits them, that it's so crazy. They're so trained that when the man taps the floor, this noise, they just scatter. But during the national anthem, without one tap, sound, or anything, I know it sounds crazy, but they know the national anthem, and they actually start doing their feet and then get ready to play ball like people do. I had to see it myself to believe it, and I don't understand that. And Bella, they do have a time the kids ride the donkey in between, and my donkey was the only donkey that decided to urinate all over the floor while Bella was on it, but it was fun. I'll just have to say that the key is they have to be on the donkey to shoot the ball for points. That's the only way you can get a point. And it's just hilarious because the donkeys don't want them to sit on them. And that's what's fun. So we do need volunteers. If you have health conditions, I would not recommend it. And make sure that your life insurance and insurance policy is current. You do get an extra player, the winning team towards the end, who's ahead, get an extra player. I don't know if there's a pitcher, but there's a llama in there somewhere. But you get a llama for your team. We have this at Hunter Elementary School, and it is a lot of fun, and it is a good fundraiser for us. And so I hope, if anything, you want a good laugh. It is Saturday, February the 4th. And I would recommend, if you're planning to find a seat, to come around 5 or 5:30. By 6 o'clock, it's packed because their gym's smaller. But it is a lot of fun for it. And as far as things coming up, I told you about Tuesdays. I told you about grandparent classes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the pictures help. I'm such a visual. And the only thing I didn't mention is if you would like to participate in our soup kitchen, which you can come on before then, but we're going to have a meeting on Thursday, February the 2nd at 6 o'clock because, I mean, we know most of you all from your churches, but there are people from the community that I do not know that's coming in, and everybody has to have a background check that's going to be around kids and to be in our facility, and they need to go through some of the training with the health situations of food prep and all of that we must go over. So if you would like to come to that, you're welcome. Can you think of anything else? I'm just like, okay, God is really challenging my mind to keep, you know, it is a lot to keep up. Somebody said, how you do it? I'm like, I do not keep a calendar. And that's my problem right there. I don't write a lot down. because it overwhelms me as an ADHD person to look and have a lot on paper, because I'm like, how are we going to get all this done? If you know ADHD people, that's our problem. We don't like long-term jobs. So I'm just better to go day by day. So I can tell you that tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to be at the center, and if you'd like to come, we're going to see what adventures God has for us tomorrow. But you're welcome to come to any of these other activities that are going on at the center. And I thank you for everything, and I just thank you for your prayers and your support and your volunteers, and keep our little Bella and her birth mom in your prayers, and as she continues to make progress. Thank you all so much.
Well, that's just a little glimpse of everything that goes on. And I hope you listened attentively and that you caught all the many facets of ministry, of what has taken place there. It's very exciting. Encourage you to volunteer. Go out and be part of some of the things that are going on. And again, remember to take a baby bottle or two on your way home this morning. Y'all come on up and I'll pray, and we'll have our last song. Thank you, Angie, for that report. We surely appreciate it. Okay, let me pray. Father, how grateful we are for what you're doing through Angie and the TLC Center. Lord, it just boggles our mind, all the many facets of ministry that is taking place there, and the genuine help their people are receiving day in and day out, week in and week out. Lord, we do pray for this court situation that is coming up for the protection of Bella's birth mom. We pray that your will would be done there. We pray that this lady might be protected and Angie would receive all the things that she needs to make that a reality. Pray for Bella too, and ask you to give her your health, Lord, now and in the coming days and in the future. We pray for the volunteers that are needed to carry on the work of the ministry there week after week, and pray for your provision there and for your financial provision that is always an issue. We pray for that too, and ask God that you would provide for all the financial needs of the center. Thank you for Angie. Give her health, Lord. Give her strength. Give her wisdom as she leads a multifaceted ministry. And we thank you for her. We ask your blessing on her and her husband and her family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have any questions, I'm sure Angie would love to talk to you afterwards. God bless you. Have a great day.